Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with James Graham, chair of the Washington County Republicans, about Monday's caucus. The caucuses are coming up here on Monday. What can area Republicans who want to take part expect when they show up for those who haven't been through this? Can you kind of walk us through it?
Sure. We'll just call the meeting to order and elect a permanent chair and secretary. And we'll get right down to business and have the presidential preference poll. And then we'll go ahead and elect representatives to the Central Committee, the Washington County Central Committee, that is, and also representatives that will be delegates to the county convention that will happen a little later in March. And then finally, some precincts will discuss platform planks. Some precincts may just accept platform planks and then refer them to the county convention. That will be up to the individual precincts, but there will be an opportunity to present those at any rate at every precinct. And that's pretty much all that's going to happen.
So are there physical paper ballots like when you would vote in November?
Yes, not quite as fancy as when they vote in November, but there are paper ballots that we will hand out. So it'll be an anonymous vote, not raising your hand or anything like that.
For people who show up, what things do they need to bring to the door to register?
If they're already a registered voter, they shouldn't need to bring anything to the door, although proof of identity is always a good thing to have available in case people there don't know who you are. If you are not registered, you will need to register to participate. You'll need to register as a Republican to participate. And it would be good, again, to have identification and possibly some documentation that shows where you live. Although that is not required, that's just a nice idea to have. We'd like to make sure people are in the right precinct.
And that could be something as easy as a water bill.
Water bill, utility bill, driver's license, anything that shows your address.
And what time will these be starting around the county?
All the caucuses will start as shortly after 7 as what it takes to get people registered. In other words, at 7 o'clock, we're going to close the doors. And if there's still a bunch of people waiting to be registered at that point, we'll get them all registered, and then we'll start the caucus. So you'll need to be there before 7. If you can be there, you know, at 6:30 or so, that will facilitate the process, but we won't turn anybody away that's there at 7.
And how long does this usually take?
That depends a lot on how many people are there and how many people get involved in the platform process and how that is handled at the precinct, but I would be surprised if it takes much over an hour.
The Republicans have quite a few candidates this time around. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think you'll have a big turnout?
I think we'll have a very good turnout. At least that's what I'm hoping for. I think there's been a lot of interest with the wide variety of candidates, and I hope people show up and express the direction that they want the party to go with that wide choice of candidates.
And we'll have a list of precinct locations, caucus locations on our KCII website. If people have any questions ahead of the caucuses on Monday, is there somebody they can contact here in the state?
It depends what kind of questions. They can always contact me. If they have questions just about where the precincts are or whatever, there's a lot of sources for that. The Secretary of State's website will allow you to put in your address, and it will tell you where your caucus is. If they have, you know, if they're campaign related questions about caucuses or whatever, they can always contact me as well. My number is 319-656-3900, and they're welcome to call that and leave a message. I'll probably have to call them back and try to answer their question from that point.
And if there are some folks who are listening right now and maybe they're younger and they haven't voted before, what would you say to them?
I would say please get involved. This is really the core of the democratic process right here, is where you get a chance to choose who the candidate is going to be. You know, a lot of people get disgusted or jaded when November comes around and they get a choice between two candidates and they say, well, I don't like either one of them, however they feel about it. But this is the time when you actually get to choose who is going to be representing you in November. And so it's a really great way to be involved. Also, you know, if you feel passionately about the issues, this is a way to get involved with the platform of the Republican Party and what we believe and what we stand for. And it's also a good way, if you're interested, to get involved with what happens at the county level with the county central committee, and even to be involved in the larger process by being a delegate to the county convention and then possibly moving on up to the district convention and so forth. So for anybody that is at all interested in the way that we are governed, I believe that this is something that really is not optional, that everybody should participate in unless there's a, you know, some reason that you can't. But I think I'd like to see a really high turnout for this caucus.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with James Graham, chair of the Washington County Republicans, speaking about Monday's caucus. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.